each way, full spread for MLS, and they're going to keep it. Lindelof goes for the keeper, and he's tripped up in the backfield. Number 55 for Lakers, Quinton Smith, got through the line and tripped him up by a shoestring, and it's going to bring up no gain, second and 10 again.
That is team-leading fourth tackle for Quinton Smith on the evening.
MLS has 24 carries for 143 yards, 15 plays passing for 171 yards. Nice balance there for the Cardinals so far. That is going to bring us to the end of the third quarter. MLS leads 41-8 on the WLEW Sports Network. Fourth quarter of the regional finals in Division 7 coming up next.
It's a big deal in sports when you achieve a personal best. It's the culmination of a lot of hard work. But the personal best that means the most is achieving your personal best in sportsmanship. It's a lifetime lesson. Follow the golden rule. So remember, nothing beats good sportsmanship. A public service message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association promoting the value and values of educational athletics.
To the final act here in the regional final from Laker Country. MLS leads 41-8, a 33-point game right now. And MLS has the ball facing a second and 8 from their own 47-yard line. MLS now going left to right across your radio.
MLS looking to probably run the ball a little bit more than they are geared to do here in the fourth quarter to try and run this clock out and get out of here with a regional trophy.
12 minutes are on the clock, two wide to the left, one to the right. Lindelof has a man on either side of him in the shotgun in the backfield. And it's a handoff to Casey Williams around the left end. He's across midfield, down to the 45, has the first down, across to the 40 to the 35. That man is fast and finally brought down right there at the 35-yard line. But we have a flag back at the 41-yard line.
You don't say.
Oh, it's a kryptonite here, even on a good broadcast, and it's against a hold against MLS.
MLS catches a case of the holds as well here.
The flag lies at the 41-yard line. It's going to be a 10-yard penalty. So that will push them back to the 49-yard line of their own territory. So technically, there'll be a 2-yard gain. Nice form by that official out there. That's very, very fluid.
He's got the holding move down pretty well. The other one he does pretty well is the personal foul. He's got that one down pretty well, too.
His hand is going to be very sore tomorrow from raising it so much tonight. Second and 7 to go now from MLS's own 49-yard line, nearly at midfield. Left, right across your radio. Two wide to the right, one to the left. Lindelof in the shotgun. He stands at his own 45. And it's a handoff, Casey Holmes, same exact play, and he gets out to the 45-yard line before tripped up by Quinton Smith before the first down. It's going to be a 6-yard gain for Casey Williams, and now a third and a yard, maybe a yard and a half to go.
Yeah, same play. They go to the shotgun, receiver to the left, two to the right, two running backs. That would be Casey Williams and number 30, Owen Hine, keeping the quarterback company. He catches it, just gives it right to Williams, and he kicks it down the left side and had a chance for another big gain.
Receiver wide each way. Lindelof knows the pitch out option. To the right to Casey Williams, and Lakers sniffs this one out, and they actually bring him down for a loss. They're going to actually mark him down forward progress at the 47-yard line as Quinton Smith led the tackling charge for the green and white with 10:42 left here in the fourth, 41-8 MLS.
Yeah, and MLS with the lead and just 10 minutes to go in this, 10 and a half minutes to go in this quarter, may actually consider punting the football here. Earlier in the game, they may have gone for it, but again, good penetration by that defensive line. Quinton Smith, especially, 5 tackles leading the way on defense tonight.
Fourth and 3 to go for MLS, and they bring the punt team out. Number 70 punts this one. It's going to be a little, not too high, but it's going to take a great bounce. And bounces out of bounds roughly at the 9-yard line. That is number 70, Bragg Easton. Actually, they're
going to put it,
put
the
it right at the 10-yard line. So inside the 20 punt for Bragg Easton pins Lakers back at their own 10.
Not only is he a punter, Clark, but he was a left-footed punter there. I think you
can
appreciate that.
Fantastic. That's a man after my heart.
If only he kicked extra points, he'd be
I wonder how he is at golf.
I'm not sure. That was sort of a wounded duck hook type swing there. I don't know if you got that in the bag or not.
That would be my 6-iron. When I catch it a little too thin, and it just stings the hands like you wouldn't
well,
believe.
Well, especially on a cool day, that would certainly be a stinger.
First and 10 for the Lakers from their own 10-yard line. 10:08 left here in the game. Dustin Cady on the keeper tries to come around left end, and there's there to meet him is number 45, Benjamin Berger, and it's going to be actually a loss of a yard back to the 9-yard line. Sets up a second and 11, and MLS is not falling for anything right now.
No, the first play you look at when you're studying Laker offense is Dustin Cady and that quarterback keeper. That has been one of their most effective plays throughout the entire season, and MLS just not allowing that play to beat him tonight.
9:35 left here in the fourth quarter. As they go out, trips right just outside of the right end for Lakers, and Dustin Cady rolls to his right looking to pass. Nothing open, has to stay behind, and is complete to Brennan Wisner at the 20-yard line, and they get the first down. He's all the way out to the 25. A 16-yard completion to Brennan Wisner to keep this drive alive. And stopped by number 30, Owen Hine.
I love the play call. MLS doesn't see the pass coming because Dustin Cady, when he rolls back, is going to be in his own end zone. That's a pretty risky play. But I love the fact that Coach Grybauskas designs a roll out to the right side. So Dustin Cady, it's easier for the right-handed quarterback to throw on the run when you do that. And Brennan Wisner, showing his experience, even though he's a freshman, sits down in that zone and just waits for the defender to roll away from him. And finds a soft spot. Dustin Cady hits him for a nice first down.
And it's a keeper right through the middle. He's across the 35 all the way out to the 37-yard line as Lakers starting to see their holes open up a bit more as it's a 12-yard gain for Dustin Cady, brought down by Owen Hine again in a new set of downs for the Lakers.
Well, if you look back at our keys to the game for Lakers, it was play, utilize the play action and mix in the passes with the runs. And with that happening, it was absolutely crucial for Lakers to start passing the football. And what happens, all of a sudden you get a big pass play, the defense sits back a little bit. Next thing you know, Dustin Cady's running up the middle on a design quarterback keeper and gets a nice 12-yard gain and a first down. So back-to-back first downs for Lakers. First and 10.
They go with the trips left this time, just outside of the tight end, and Cady rolls to his left looking to pass, and he lets this one up, and this one's picked off by number 30, Owen Hine of the 40. He's all the way down and forced out of bounds at the 29-yard line, as that was exactly the same play that worked in last time, except Owen Hine read this one and picks it off, and MLS is back on the field.
Yeah, the only difference there, Clark, is this time he was rolling to his left, so he had to throw across his body. He threw a wounded duck, a lob pass, and that gave plenty of time for number 30, Owen Hine, to sneak over and cut that pass off and pick it off. Dustin Cady was better off either tucking it down, taking the sack to live another day, or even smarter yet, just throw it to his sideline and reset on second down. Instead, now you put your defense back on the field, and this MLS offense gets a chance to run some more time off the clock.
8:10 left here in the fourth, 41-8, MLS leading by 33. Receiver wide each way. Lindelof is in the shotgun, and he is going to keep it. He goes on the option read, and he gets all the way out to the 25-yard line. A gain of 4, going to bring up, say, second down and 6, brought down by number 24, Lakers. That's Diaz Reyes, fighting through multiple injuries this entire season.
Yeah, and Lakers defensive line doing the right thing, taking Owen Hine away. The run up the middle is not there, forcing quarterback Lindelof to utilize that triple option and either keep it himself or pitch it to Casey Williams. And any time you can take away the first option, you're making now the quarterback take a hit, or you're making him make a tough pitch pass to the back running back.
Casey Williams on the handoff gets all the way across the 20-yard line. Actually going to mark him back at the 21-yard line. It's going to be a 4-yard gain, brings up a third down, 2 yards to go.